This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Our personal health news begins with a focus on a vexing health problem that's linked to each of these three things: a drop in barometric pressure, a strong latte, and soybeans. A neurologist at Johns Hopkins University believes that they are all triggers for migraines, as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Heavy-duty pain medications work like magic on migraines. But the first thing brain doctor David Buchholz does with his headache patients is to take them off the drugs.
I tell people to use the power they have in their own hands to control their headaches.
Most headache doctors have lists of foods they tell patients to avoid. But Buchholz takes it a step further. He asks people to do something that's controversial and difficult, to basically reinvent their diet.
I tell people that it's not necessary to suffer. It's a matter of doing the right things.
Patient Donna Sees was skeptical, but she was also desperate. Her migraines had become so bad that 3 to 4 afternoons a week she spent holed up in her bedroom.
I was in bed. I couldn't stand the light. I couldn't stand to be out by the pool in the sun. I didn't like noise. You know, my head was just ready to blow up.
A drug called Imitrex had been her savior. She would take it, get better. But with frequent use, it was becoming less and less effective, even bringing on rebound headaches between doses, a phenomenon that several specialists have observed.
Yes, I was well aware that the way I was being treated was not going to help me. I'd basically given up.
Sees read about the Buchholz strategy, and during her first visit with him, Buchholz handed her a list of foods to avoid. She thought she'd heard it all before. Every migraine sufferer has been told about MSG in Chinese food or sulfites in red wine, but Buchholz told her to take a broader view.
Suppose there are 100 things that trigger headaches, and somebody tells you 2 or 3 things to avoid, and you avoid those 2 or 3 things, but you eat the other 97. You're still going to get a headache.
So she adopted the whole diet plan. And on a recent trip to the grocery store, Donna Sees and neurologist David Buchholz showed us how to shop.
The ramen noodles, total MSG bomb.
As he makes his way down the aisles, Buchholz finds MSG at every turn.
Here we have all of these veggie burgers, which would taste like wet straw if they didn't load them up with MSG.
MSG stands for monosodium glutamate, but those words rarely make it onto food labels. Often it shows up under aliases, such as maltodextrin, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, or even natural flavoring. Buchholz says for his headache patients, all soy is out, at least when they first start the diet.
When you process the protein in soybeans, you liberalize MSG. And as a result, you're basically manufacturing MSG. The more that you make soybeans into a product like tofu or miso or tempeh or protein bars.
These foods normally don't cause headaches immediately, but like all dietary triggers, the effects can be delayed, up to 72 hours. And who'd think that something they ate 3 days ago is giving them a headache now? In the produce aisle, Donna says she no longer buys certain staples.
Onions right there, and they're in everything. You make chicken soup, tomato sauce, they're a problem.
Onions contain tyramine, a natural food chemical that Donna's found can set off a headache, so she's replaced them with shallots and leeks. Tyramine is found in lots of healthy foods, from bananas, citrus, nuts, and certain kinds of cheeses. Buchholz explains it's how long the cheese is aged that determines the tyramine level.
At the young end, there are cheeses like cottage or American or cream, which don't have much tyramine, as opposed to at the other end of the spectrum, blue cheese or cheddar, which are loaded.
Avoiding these foods won't eliminate all headaches, mainly because there are lots of other triggers that people can't control. For instance, the weather. Storms, airplane rides, and high altitude bring a drop in barometric pressure. Then there's stress and hormones, which are major culprits as well. Buchholz says on days when lots of these triggers stack up in someone's life, that's when they're most vulnerable.
Once your trigger level builds up above a certain preset limit of tolerance that you have, your own personal threshold, and this headache-generating mechanism is set into motion, the end product you can think of is painful blood vessel swelling somewhere around your head to some degree. So that's what you're feeling is a headache. But if you can keep your trigger level from crossing your threshold, then you can avoid the problem in the first place.
So Buchholz told Donna to lighten her trigger load and persevere.
It wasn't a boom, everything's better. Progressively, instead of having a headache 5 days a week, I started to have them 3. And then, you know, it went down to 2 days. And as I cleared my system of these triggers and continued to eat right, I just got better and better.
Donna says she still gets the occasional headache, say after a stressful day at work. but they're mild. They're the kind that two Advil will knock out. She's also learned that she's able to add some foods on Buchholz's list back into her diet, such as some citrus and a little cheese. But Buchholz recommends staying off caffeine.
Caffeine is a trigger that utterly fools people, because in the short run it may actually seem to help ward off an impending headache, but in the long run it causes its own rebound or withdrawal effect and promotes headaches.
Buchholz says some of his Java junkie patients have a hard time with this one, but not all the fun is lost. Alcohol finds its way back into some patients' diets. As a natural diuretic, alcohol dehydrates the body, so Buchholz recommends rehydrating with water and avoiding dark alcohols, which have the highest sulfite concentrations.
There's a spectrum of alcoholic beverages. On the low end is vodka. On the high end would be red wine. Of course, it's all dose-related, so if you keep your consumption down and you drink enough water along with it, you can probably get away with it to some degree.
Buchholz's diet advice is based largely on his own observations with patients. He's refined the list through a process of trial and error, spread over 2 decades with a few thousand patients. But his theories haven't been proven by controlled studies. Some headache specialists think he's made too much of the dietary triggers, but Buchholz himself is convinced about half his patients benefit from diet alone. The other half he puts on preventive medications, not painkillers, but prescriptions, such as verapamil, a blood pressure drug that seems to stop headaches from escalating. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
You can get more on migraine triggers at npr.org, where you can also ask Dr. Buchholz a question.